This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, and of course Newsmax TV in hour number three. Pending any sort of last-minute Donald Trump speeches, we'll be on Newsmax TV today. He knocked us off the air yesterday, except for the last 5 minutes of the show. President Trump, what are you doing to me? All right, I've got a commentary. We're in such a crisis at the border, it's just incredible. And I've got a new commentary coming out Sunday. I'm going to read it to you now. Coming out in the Las Vegas Review Journal on Sunday, and it will be across this country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate on Sunday. The Democrats' plan is pure evil. I know the Democrats' plan, and it is pure evil. How do you define evil? Eric Holder, Obama's former attorney general, just days ago asked Trump voters, like me, exactly when did you think America was great? Well, my definition of great is economic freedom, allowing citizens to earn more money, enjoy a higher quality of life, protect their families without massive government interference or confiscation of their hard-earned money. That's what makes us the greatest nation in world history, economic freedom. We've tried it Eric Holder's way without economic freedom. Obama tried to tax and regulate us to death. It didn't work. The GDP, economic growth, for Obama's entire 8 years was equal to the Great Depression decade of the 1930s. Worse, Obama was the only president in history to never achieve even 1 year of GDP over 3%. Worse yet, welfare, food stamps, and disability were all at the highest levels in history. Worst of all, Obama covered up all this economic misery and an Obama Great Depression with insane spending. He increased the national debt more than all the presidents in history combined. Can you imagine spending the most money in history and the most creating the most debt in history, and you still get the most people on welfare, food stamps, and disability in history, and you still get GDP that's the lowest since the Great Depression? Can you imagine how pathetic you are? You're a pathetic communist, and you hate America. And that was Obama. Compare all of that to President Trump's economic record. So just think about this again for a minute. Let me stress. Worst GDP since the 1930s, same GDP average over 8 years as the Great Depression decade in the 30s, and the only president in history to never achieve 1 year of GDP 3% or better. Now here's Trump's economic record. Came out today, for the second year in a row, Trump broke the all-time record for the greatest increase in GDP in the history of the world. In Trump's first year, 2017, GDP increased by the all-time record of $853 billion year to year, from 16 to 17, from Obama's last year to Trump's first year. And then in Trump's second year, 2018, which was, of course, last year, our GDP, our economic growth, went up by $1 trillion, the first time that's ever happened in world history. Add in the lowest black unemployment and Latino unemployment in history. Female and youth unemployment, the lowest in over half a century. Manufacturing jobs booming. And that could be why on Friday, meaning today, Trump's approval rating hit 49% at Rasmussen. I was nice enough not to even use yesterday's number, which was 50%. That's 6 points higher than Obama's approval rating on the same day of his presidency. Yes, Trump crushed Obama in approval rating for the American people, even while 92% of the mainstream media coverage was negative. How is that even possible? It's the economy, stupid. What people care about is green, not green energy, green in their pockets. Yes, that is what makes America great, Eric Holder. Mobility, opportunity, and prosperity. Trump produced it. Obama did not. The left wants to fundamentally change us. They want to tear us down, make us equal and fair by bankrupting the middle class, taking away our jobs, our assets, our cars, our planes, our homes, even our steaks and cheeseburgers. Yes, they want to kill the cows. See the Green New Deal if you don't believe me. But it's not working. The American people aren't buying it. So the left is turning to Cloward Piven, the radical socialist plan I was taught at Columbia University. Of course, they didn't know I was a conservative Reagan guy. Well, they wouldn't have taught it to me. They gave me the secret. And the secret is Cloward Piven. Overwhelm the system to create massive crisis and collapse and foment a revolution, meaning cause a revolution. But how do you overwhelm the system? Well, the Democrat Party's tool is clear: open borders. If your brainwashing by the media is failing, if you can't convince enough Americans to pick Obama's miserable economy over Trump's booming economy, then change the makeup of the electorate. Make America foreign again. Leave the borders open and overwhelm the system with millions of foreigners and illegal aliens who are dependent on welfare and big government, who are comfortable with socialism, who want free everything from cradle to grave. And then make it your number one priority to prevent voter ID, because you need all of those foreigners and illegals to vote for Democrat candidates. Soon you're outvoting the American-born citizens, and then you turn America into Venezuela. But who cares? You're in control. That's the Democratic plan, folks. Cloward and Piven and open borders, and yes, it is pure evil. So, President Trump, here is my advice. The whole ball game, the whole ball of wax, the whole enchilada is the border. Build the wall, secure the border, stop chain migration, end birthright citizenship to get Mexico's cooperation to seal the border, close the border with Mexico, and bring their economy to a standstill and bring them to their knees until they cooperate. Do that and we win. We save America, capitalism, and the GOP. Fail, and it's the end of America. My commentary coming out in Sunday's newspaper, the Democrats' plan, I know what it is, and it is pure evil. It's time to stop fooling around, folks. We're dealing with pure evil. So the news of the day, President Trump is threatening to close parts of the U.S.-Mexican border as record numbers of migrants surge through the legal loopholes created by Congress and the judge, Congress and judges. And so my advice to President Trump, do it. Stop talking about it. Do it. I was the guy who told you to do the national security emergency. It took you months to decide, but you finally did it because you had no other choice. So you finally agreed. You have no other choice here either. Bring Mexico to their knees. Close the Mexican border. And here's how you know how bad it really is. And it is really, really bad. And by the way, Trump says next week I'm going to close the southern border. I'm not playing games. He's trying to force the Mexicans to do something, just like Congress. They're not going to do it, or they'll lie and head fake you. Just close the border. Jay Johnson on the border. We are truly in a crisis. Who's Jay Johnson? He's a former Homeland Security Secretary for Barack Obama. He can't even believe the numbers. He says we're absolutely in a crisis. I know that 1,000 a day overwhelms the system, let alone 4,000 apprehensions. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like, so we are truly in crisis. What would ever get a Trump administration official to admit that? I have no idea. More good news. Rand Paul. This is what I said. I was going to write this commentary, but I decided the border was more important. But my commentary today was going to be, this headline was going to be, what did Obama know and when did he know it? This guy's got to be fitted for an orange jumpsuit. Rand Paul rages. Officials must be asked under oath what Obama knew and when. Citing a high-level source, Rand Paul says former CIA Director John Brennan grew frustrated that no one was giving credence to the Clinton-funded dossier, so he attached it to an intelligence report, ensuring it would be seen by President Obama and President-elect Trump. Senator Paul told Breitbart News exclusively that President Trump told senators at the weekly GOP luncheon he backs his call for an investigation into the origins of the Russian scandal hoax that Trump has now been cleared of by special counsel Robert Mueller. I'm telling you, it's Obama. Fit Obama for an orange jumpsuit. And then if that wasn't enough, I love Rand Paul. He's now my second favorite politician in America behind Donald Trump. But it's funny because a week ago he was voting against Trump's national security emergency that I came up with. I invented, I created. My baby, and Rand Paul voted against it. I still love him. Doesn't matter. He's just another guy with libertarian leanings that just take things too far sometimes. I understand the Constitution. I understand you don't want the president declaring national security emergencies. I get it. But there was no choice. We are in a disaster. We are in a crisis of epic proportions, that border. And so you have to overrun what you think are your constitutional gut instincts. But here's Rand Paul again. He blocks a resolution for the release of the Mueller report until communications are also released of crooked Obama officials. John Brennan, Peter Strzok, Loretta Lynch, Bruce Orr. He didn't mention McCabe, that filthy piece of garbage, whose wife took $700,000 plus from Clinton's best friend McAuliffe while she was running for a state Senate job in Virginia. That's not a bribe, huh? Why isn't she in an orange jumpsuit? Why isn't McCabe in an orange jumpsuit? And for those who don't understand how bad some Republicans are, yes, I just said some Republicans are, Rhino former Senator Jeff Flake says he would prefer to have a Democrat win in 2020 over Donald Trump. Jeff Flake, you're not a Republican. Why is there an R after your name? What a loser. What a piece of human garbage. Yes, I just called a U.S. Senator Republican a piece of human garbage. If you honestly think you're a Republican and you would elect a Democrat, knowing what I just read, that the border, they want it open. They're taking bribes from the Mexican drug cartel. As sure as I'm standing here, the Democratic Party's insane, destructive, dangerous, and suicidal. They're looking to kill our country. They're looking to make your children die. And a Republican says, I'd rather have a Democrat. That means you don't understand anything going on at that border. You, my friend, are a loser. Speaking of losers, let's talk about winners. Good news, Judge Jeanine Pirro will be back tomorrow night. I really don't watch Fox anymore because I think Fox is a turncoat channel. And I know lots and lots of people are turning from Fox News to Wayne Root's show on Newsmax TV. I get the emails by the hundreds each and every day, by the thousands per week. But the one show I will watch tomorrow night is Judge Jeanine Pirro. She's my favorite. She's the only one I'll watch now on Fox News. She'll be a guest on Hannity tonight. That's the hour after my show. So you might want to watch that. And here's an amazing thing. The Democrats think Biden's their hope and he's ahead by 10 points. He's never gotten more than 1% in a Democratic primary for president in his life. He won't get 1% here either because he's going to drop out soon. Biden's 2020 odds, I predict it, have dropped dramatically since an article came out accusing him of creepy hair smelling and a big slow kiss. Bye-bye, Biden. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncouryauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, America first, second, third, and forever. Capitalist evangelist. I love capitalism more than anything else in this world. And I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, the great Edward Stoltz, the founder, creator, owner, operator, and the guy who gave me my start in radio. What a brilliant guy. What great taste Edward Stoltz has. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Mr. Fred Weinberg, great taste as well. First guy to say, let's syndicate Wayne Root nationwide. And on Monday, we'll welcome four new stations to our radio family, all from Connecticut and the Hartford, Connecticut area. Thank you, John Fuller, owner, operator, WJJF in New London, Connecticut, and the owner of these Hartford stations that decided to add Wayne Root. And thank you, assist to Lee Elsie, the morning drive time host who fought so hard for me. Thank you, Lee and John. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. The most caller-friendly show in America. Call us anytime at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Lots of news. I want to try and get as much as I can. Massive overflow crowd out of thousands stand outside Grand Rapids rally to hear President Trump. Amazing. The estimate is, photos posted by others back up the claim of a massive overflow. Grand Rapids police said the total number of attendees was 15,000, but many believe there were as many as 20,000 there. Amazing. Only Donald Trump. The rest of the Democrats, they're like the seven dwarfs. They couldn't get five people in a phone booth. Rashida Tlaib, I just told you that Obama is in the middle of everything bad happening to Trump, all the lies, all the cheating. He should be in an orange jumpsuit headed up the river. And Rashida Tlaib, one of the most horrible human beings in the world, said, who said, impeach the mother, you know what, referring to the President of the United States, a filthy pig, Rashida Tlaib. Her mother should wash her mouth out, or should have a long time ago. And by the way, she's the one who invited as her special guest to her signing in as swearing in as a U.S. Congresswoman, a guy who hates Jews and hates Israel and loves Hezbollah. Isn't that wonderful? And she just said, Rashida Tlaib, Muhammad Ali, Barack Obama told me I'm proud of you. Freshman Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib posted a photo of herself with former President Obama taking a meeting with new Democrat members of Congress on Monday. And Tlaib stated Obama told her, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Can you imagine? So this is what I've argued. I've got to write a commentary about this. There's no difference between Obama, Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're just open about their sickness and their mental illness and their radicalness and their hatred for America and their hatred for Israel and their hatred for Jews. Obama had the same opinions, but he was brilliant. He was a stealth communist and a stealth Muslim sympathizer. So he just didn't go as far as he might have if he was Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but they believe in the same things. They're just outing what he believes in. Here's an article. The Obama administration was spying on Roger Stone, Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and others. President Trump needs to release all of the evidence. Trump said he will declassify the FISA court material following the conclusion of the Mueller witch hunt. The president decided to wait till the end of the Mueller investigation to release the unredacted documents to the American people, and the deep state and Democrats are horrified. The American people finally see the corruption and lies of intelligence officials that were spying on Trump and tried to destroy his campaign with lies. And so the question is it going to show? I assume it will. Roger Stone, Carter Page, Paul Manafort were being spied on. And who knows who else? You know, the single person that Obama hated the most was named Wayne Allen Root. He sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy me. You don't think he was listening in on my calls? You don't think he was watching my emails and my texts? To find out something that he could put me in jail for? And thank God I've never done anything wrong in my life, so he couldn't get me. But there was a contact from a government agency, and not the IRS, that did threaten me with a criminal action. And I've been very quiet about it for years now. I don't want to talk about it, but it happened under Obama. And it happened at the end of the Obama administration. And you don't think that had something to do with them listening to my phone calls and listening to my emails? And they went away because my lawyer told them, go to hell. Go screw yourselves. Rush Limbaugh said, if Trump shuts the border and builds the wall, there's no Democrat who can beat him in 2020. Rush Limbaugh obviously agrees with me. Judicial Watch sues for documents potentially showing the FBI ignored evidence the Chinese hacked Hillary Clinton's private server. And that got CIA agents killed. They're bad people.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the Mexican border.
Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. With a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation. When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it.
Attorney General William Barr said that the Justice Department anticipates it will be able to release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report by mid-April or sooner. In a letter sent to congressional leaders, Barr also says there's no plan to submit the report to the White House before its release. Barr and his team are going through the nearly 400 pages to redact sensitive information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, worn out. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. There's so much to get to. I cannot get to it all. There's so much news. I haven't gotten to the story of creepy Joe Biden. Joe Biden's never going to be the Democratic nominee. Never, ever, ever, ever. It's not a party that will accept a white, straight male, first of all. Second of all, his time has passed him by. He's an old man. See, not just a white man. He's an old, old white man. But third of all, the worst of all, he's creepy. He's like a sexual pervert who grabs women's hair and gives them too long a kiss. And all of that is coming out in the news, and his odds just dropped dramatically. It predicted. The website that predicts who will be the next president of the United States. Trump, a huge favorite at that site, by the way. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Look, you know you have to have some gold and silver. You know, I'm someone who believes in almost my whole IRA account has always been gold and silver, the whole thing. But you don't need to buy 100% gold and silver. You should have some stocks. You should have some bonds. But even if it's only 5 or 10%, you've got to put some of your assets in gold and silver. They are wealth insurance if things go to hell. You know, and Larry Kudlow is the biggest backer of Trump in the world and his chief economist. Larry Kudlow told the Fed today, you've got to cut interest rates by half a point because we're headed for a recession because the whole world is in a massive recession. Trump's kept us out of it. It's been a miracle. But the question is, you know, is the Fed against us or for us? Seems like they're against Trump. And they're trying to force a recession. You want to own some gold. And here's a company with golden credibility, Tangible Investments. Been in business 35 years, done over $2 billion in transactions. Give them a call at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. And they're friends of war, friends of Wayne Root, and they're friends of the show, and they believe in the conservative movement. And find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. All of that at 800-780-9000. Call my friends at Tangible right now. All right, let's get to our guest, Fernando Acosta. He calls himself Nando. Nando Acosta, political activist, member of the New York Young Republican Club, Republican National Hispanic Assembly, featured in Vice's Black Conservatives Debate, Black Liberals on American Politics. Nando Acosta, how are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good, man. Really big fan of your work.
Thank you. So you consider yourself to be both Black and Hispanic, correct?
Absolutely. I'm Dominican-American, so... If someone bumps into me in the streets of New York, they will consider me Black. I just so happen to speak Spanish, so Afro-Latino.
All right, so Dominican, Hispanic as well. What do you think about what's going on at the border right now?
I mean, what's going on at the border is a national emergency. It has to be taken care of. I think it's ridiculous that we're having arguments about putting funding in our own defense plan. It's what the Founding Fathers wanted to happen in the Constitution. If we were going to spend money, make sure it's defense.
You're in the middle of Manhattan. You're in the middle of Manhattan right now, aren't you?
Oh, can you hear the
beat? I was born and raised in New York, right outside New York City, and I lived for many years in New York City. And I absolutely, to this day, I love the sound of the beeping horns because I feel like I'm back in New York City. I loved it in Manhattan. I really did. So you're bringing me back home again. I didn't mean it in a bad way. I love it. You know, I can only take it for so long now. You know, I don't know how you live there, but I love to go back for 4 days at a time, hear the beeping, and then go home to the silence of where I live. But it's a nice sound to me, so I heard it in the background. How come Hispanics and Blacks together in America, if you're in America, you're Black or Hispanic or both, whatever, how could you not see that letting in millions of immigrants, most of them illegal, by the way, would be terrible for your job prospects, your wages, your ability to earn a living? How could anybody not see that?
I don't get it, because it's getting to the point that, you know, back in the Obama years, the record was going through the roof when it came to Black unemployment. It went through the roof. Hispanics, more Blacks were dependent on welfare and food stamps. Now, since Trump has been in office, they're seeing that there's more Blacks out there in jobs. The lowest percentage of unemployment rate in history when it comes to Black and Latinos. And people are seeing these numbers. They're seeing the stats. They're right there. And they're clueless. They're like, no, still. Oh, no, you guys should stick with us, the Democratic Party. We've been taking care of you forever. Remember? Blah, blah, blah. It's a freaking party of slave owners, honestly. Modern-day slavery is a Democrat party, if you stick by it.
It's very strange, but I can't speak badly of blacks or Hispanics for not seeing what's in front of them and voting against their own economic interests because I happen to be a Jew. And the Jewish people have got to be the smartest people in the world when it comes to politics, the dumbest people in the world. How the hell can you possibly vote as a Jew for an Obama who obviously hated Israel and defend the man and against the Trump who obviously loves Israel? The Jewish people are blind, deaf, and dumb when it comes to politics. So there's a lot of people out there who look right at the truth and they cannot see it.
I don't know. It's like you're giving them the stats, but they prefer going on CNN, going on MSNBC, then looking at the real stats, seeing where the numbers are going. They're like, no, I have to trust Anderson Cooper. I have to trust Rachel Maddow, which cried when they realized that Trump didn't have no collusion, which I've been celebrating all week.
No, it's been a good week. It's been a good week watching them cry. But, you know, here's the thing. I wrote a commentary a while back, during the campaign. This is in 2015, I believe late 15. I wrote that Trump is the best black and Latino president, will be the best black and Latino president in the history of America. And, I laughed in the column. I understand he's not black, and I understand he's a lot of Latino. I also understand that at this moment I'm writing this, he's hated by Latinos, and every Latino organization calls him a racist. And he's a terrible person because he said not everyone from Mexico is great. And so why did I write that title? Because in the end, all anyone cares about is green money.
Yeah.
And he's going to make such a prosperous nation, and so many Latinos and blacks are going to get jobs. And sure enough, didn't that happen? Am I crazy, or has he been great for blacks and Latinos?
Absolutely. I mean, it's on the run. I mean, look, we got 8% on the black vote in 2016. I guarantee you, the way with prison reform now passed, deregulation, having new initiatives to put more money in their communities, I guarantee you Trump is going to hit those double digits in 2020. And it will destroy the Democratic Party, and it will destroy the Democratic Party when it comes to the black vote and the Latino vote.
I sure hope so. I mean, he may hit double digits black. I think the real advantage here is if he hits 38, 39, 40% Latino. And I think he's got a real chance to do that because I think
he's
done great stuff.
Absolutely.
Great stuff for Latinos.
Absolutely.
And the Democratic Party panics over stuff like this, right? I mean, you must get this all the time.
Oh, of course. They talk about it all the time. Oh, I can't believe it. He's a total racist and all that stuff. And I'm like, you're not seeing the policies? Are you just focused on the TV, or are you actually reading? Are you actually listening to real commentators, real news? Or are you just focused on the fake ones?
How did you see the light, by the way, Fernando Acosta? How did you wind up seeing the light?
You know what's funny? I'll tell you this, Wayne. I'm actually, when I was in high school, I consider myself a libertarian. So back in 08, I actually worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign because I just thought she had more balls as a candidate then compared to 2016. She never made it to the nomination, wasn't a big fan of Obama. I'm known for not voting for Obama for both terms.
You must have voted for me.
I did.
There we go.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. I'm a big fan.
I knew that was coming.
I wasn't kidding.
That was coming. Me and Bob Barr. Now, it should have been me at the top Barr. Barr should have been the VP, and I should have been the guy at the top. And I think we would have changed America, but what can you do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, last question. This is the important question. I saved the best for last.
Absolutely.
How do we get inner cities to vote Republican in 2020? How do we get more blacks and more Hispanics on the Trump team?
Look, it's what me and my brothers are doing, the Brooklyn YRs in New York City, all across New York City, local communities outside of New York City. We just have to get it on the streets. We've got to go to those small business owners, got to talk to them about these taxes that are going through the roof when it comes to liberal cities, and make sure that federal government is in there, making sure that taxes are cut and real regulations are getting passed. Once they hear that, saying that they can get their job growth, they can get more money in their pockets, they can provide their family, because at the end of the day, Latinos and blacks, we're conservative at heart. We all care about our own families. We want to make sure what's the best. And what Trump's message is making sure that we're thinking for ourselves. We're thinking for us for once. America first. And as long as we keep that message applied and making sure that, there is real opportunity once you let the free market ring and once you see these programs that statistically from the get-go has not improved your communities, hopefully, and luckily, these Democratic candidates that are shooting themselves in the foot like Pocahontas is going to do us a favor and bring more votes to Donald J. Trump, our president.
But I got to say something. I just don't believe today's Democratic Party, which is about nothing but race, that's all it's about. And it's not only about race, but in many ways it's so racist. The things they say about white people shock me. So I can't imagine they'll make Biden their nominee. They're not going to let a white, straight male who's 78 years old going to be their nominee.
Kamala Harris,
never.
Then. It has to be Kamala Harris. And then the funny part is, when you do your research, everyone out there, she's a prosecutor that has prosecuted probably the most blacks for the most pettiest crimes in California.
What do you think that's about? Why do you think that happened?
I don't know. Probably Willie Brown after a session together. Willie Brown literally admitting that he slept with Kamala Harris, and that's how she got herself to the top.
Yeah, she slept her way to the top, no question about it. I mean, look, she's pretty smart because she got, 100,000, I think it was it 100,000 or 300,000? I can't remember that. I think 300,000 worth of government jobs just serving on commissions just because she served Willie. That's a pretty smart move by Kamala, right?
Oh, at the end of the day, I mean, she got her name around, and, it's kind of hypocritical when you're giving crap about the Me Too moment, which is dead right now. And then you're doing all this stuff to get yourself to the top.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that in the Me Too movement. I think it's 50-50. I think 50% of the women really were attacked, and there's some disgusting, gross men
absolutely.
Out there. But I think 50% said, I want to be in bed with that guy so I can get ahead in life and make my name. And Kamala's a good example of that. There's a lot of good examples.
No, and they're the ones that, it was the Hollywood elite that made it into a bad name.
Yep. Fernando Nando Acosta, member of the New York Young Republican Club, Republican National Hispanic Assembly, featured advises black conservatives, debate black liberals in American politics. Nando, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Wayne. You're the man.
And thanks for voting for me in 2008 for Vice President of the United States. We'll see you in a minute. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Our book giveaway is right now. Right now, baby. Ron Curry's Tenacity can be yours right now, free. Fourth caller right now will get Ron's book. The phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Give us a call. Fourth caller gets Ron Corey's Tenacity book free. And if you're not the winner of the book, then it's probably time to make a phone call. Grab your little finger and surf on over to Amazon. I'm still used to making phone calls. It's always in the internet now, isn't it? Just surf on over to Amazon and get Ron's book. It's called Tenacity. You can buy a book, an e-book, or a Kindle of Tenacity. Or you can get his audiobook read by Michael Madsen, the famous actor of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill fame. That's how cool this book is. Michael Madsen wanted to be the voice of the book, so he read the audiobook. Visit RonCoryAuthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, RonCoryAuthor.com for more details. Go to Amazon to order Tenacity today or be the fourth caller right now at 833-WAR-TALK and get the book free. 833-927-8255, number four gets it. He's a Vegas tough guy, former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron Corey is tenacious. He beat them all, and now he's telling the real story and the raw story, nothing but the facts in Tenacity. Go to Amazon and get a copy now. All right, let's talk about all these things happening in Trump land that I just didn't have time to get to. I told you I'd get to Biden. Give me one second. Confirmed, Obama waited till after the 2016 election to screw Israel out of fear of putting political pressure on crooked Hillary. So we all know Obama did not like Israel. That's an understatement. I think he hates Israel's guts. I think he's the biggest Muslim sympathizer the world's ever known. That's all I'll say. I won't go further than that for fear of getting in trouble. But everybody knows what I think. Because it's so easy to know what the truth is, where Obama stands on Muslims. But in December 2016, in a final despicable act against Jews and Christians, Obama effectively signed over Christendom's and Judaism's holiest sites to radical Muslim groups. He refused to veto a UN Security Council resolution condemning settlement construction in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. And the resolution effectively turned over the old city to Palestinian groups. The Palestinians are led by Hamas terrorists in Gaza and Fatah Islamists in the West Bank. Obama thought this was a good move. And Obama was behind the disgusting anti-Israel resolution. This week, the New York Times reported Obama waited until after the election to screw Israel for fear of putting pressure on Hillary Clinton. Because she'd be asked about it, she'd be blamed for it. So he waited. So there's my thing I've been saying to you. My argument is he's the same as Ilhan Omar. He's the same as Rashida Tlaib. He's the same radical as Ocasio-Cortez. But he never showed it. He was a stealth commie. And he was very careful. And then Ben Rhodes, the guy who I hate the most in the entire Obama administration other than Obama and Valerie Jarrett. Ben Rhodes blames Jewish donors for Obama not being more anti-Israel. Basically, Ben Rhodes gave an interview to the New York Times this week. For all intents and purposes, what he says is Obama would have been much worse to Israel, except there's so much money coming from Democrat donors, he couldn't be as bad as he really wanted to be in Israel. Can you imagine how bad he really wanted to be? Just think about that. And now we move to his vice president, Biden. I told you I'd get to it. Biden's odds of winning the Democratic presidential nomination, according to Predictit, have dropped dramatically since Flores' article came out putting him behind Bernie Sanders now. Now, this guy was a 10-point lead in the latest poll. But former Democratic candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor Lucy Flores has accused former Vice President Joe Biden of smelling her hair before planting a big, slow kiss on her head in what becomes somewhat of a predatory trademark maneuver. You know, in the age of Me Too, how could Biden be the nominee? Describing the 2014 incident, the then 35-year-old Flores, and by the way, who said she's telling the truth? Well, only one thing makes Wayne Root agree with her, not because he's a Democrat and I hate him, but because I've seen it again and again on video and in photos. Biden is a creepy pervert. So in this one case, I actually trust her. I can't stand this lady. I'm in Nevada. I know exactly who she is. Lucy Flores, real radical commie. But in this one case, I think she's right. 35-year-old Flores said she raced to a November 1st campaign rally with unwashed hair, spraying some dry shampoo in, only to have Biden creep up from behind and do his thing. As I was taking deep breaths and preparing myself to make my case to the crowd, I felt two hands on my shoulders. I froze. Why is the Vice President of the United States touching me? I felt him get closer to me from behind. He leaned further in and inhaled my hair. I was mortified. I thought to myself, I didn't wash my hair today, and the Vice President is smelling it. And also, what in the actual F? And then she says the word, F-U-C, you know what. Why is the Vice President of the United States smelling my hair? He proceeded to plant a big, slow kiss on the back of my head. My brain couldn't process what was happening. I was embarrassed. I was shocked. I was confused. There was a Spanish saying, trágame tierra. It means earth, swallow me whole. A little exaggerative here, don't you think? I couldn't move. I couldn't say anything. I wanted nothing more than to get Biden away from me. My name was called, and I was never happier to get on stage in front of an audience. Flores notes an article, after some time had passed, pictures started to surface of Vice President Biden getting uncomfortably close with women and young girls. Wow, wake up, Democrats. I've seen those pictures for years. Biden is a creep and a pervert. You're just realizing that now? Because Democrats block this stuff out. Like, no, 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 no. I cannot look. I cannot see. I'm Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing. I hear nothing. This is the one time I ever believed Lucy Flores. She's a communist. But she's right about this one.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.